Hi, Bullsight. This is Jake. It's the 13th day of the hunt. I think it's April 29th. Woke up this morning. We headed north out to a place called Freeze Out Knob. On our way out there, spotted a nice bear about 2.5 miles in the distance. Went ahead and started putting the moves on him. To make a long story short, on the way up to him, we came across the skeleton of a 28.25-inch brown bear. What a beast. Kept on going, found a second bear, and the one bear looked pretty rough, so we concentrated on going after the bigger bear, which we thought was about a 10-foot-6-inch bear. Got within probably 1,500 yards of him. And we just sat there, a snow squall blew in. By the time the squall lifted, we'd lost that bear. But the second bear that we'd seen earlier had moved to within about 500 yards of us. So we went ahead and closed to about 300 yards, watched it for a while, and it was really, really rubbed. I mean, it had a little bit of hair on its head, and it had hair from the knees down to the paws, but everything else was really rubbed. And it was a 10-foot bear. And to be honest, Tom asked me, do you want to stalk him or not? I said, I'll tell you what, if he walks right underneath us, I'll go ahead and take him. But if he turns and goes down the other valley, I don't think we should chase him spot and stalk. So the bear had been napping for a while. It finally woke up, came down to a decision point. It's either going to veer to the left and come past us, or it's going to veer to the right and head on down the valley. As diplomatically as I can, I'll just tell you that the bear got out into the open for a couple minutes, and, you know, it's been about a year since he was breeding sows last year, so there's about 30 seconds of self-gratification out there in the middle of the forest. And then after that, he wiped the smile off of his face and ambled off in the opposite direction, so we did not go after him because he was so badly rubbed. But it was a great day. I'm hoping that we might be able to get a repeat either tomorrow or the day after. I'll keep you posted. That's all for now. Bye.